Holy Ghost, fill this place with your presence. Fill this place with your anointing. Let your anointing come upon your people. Let your anointing touch them. Let it tonight destroy every yoke. Let it be declared upon their lives that the heavens are opened over them. Let it be declared tonight that open heavens are upon their lives. In Jesus' name. Just raise your hands, church. Raise your hands to the Lord. Say with me, say, Heavenly Father, thank you for your presence. I receive every anointing, every presence. I receive your power to flood my life. I open my heart. I open my spirit tonight in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Give him a praise offering, church, wherever you are at. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Amen. You guys can have your seats. Thank you. Thank you. Can you guys hear me out there? Okay, we're just working on the sound. We had some issues this morning, and I believe it is getting better. Say with me, open heavens. I want your heart to be open. I want your spirit to be open. We won't be long, and because we're going to do an anointing service. But I want to get one thing. I want to get one or two points through. You know, and again, as you know, at ECC, say with me, revelation. We preach revelation. Logos is good. A lot of preachers, I understand, they do point one, point two, point three, out of notes, and that is okay. We do it some mornings, but a human spirit and a person's heart is revived through revelation. It's revelation that makes your spirit leap on the inside of you. Are you with me? So you know how to receive you. You know how to do it. So say with me again. Say open heavens. Let me see where I can start off. Go for me to the scripture, Mark chapter number 7, verse, let me just see. Mark chapter number 7, verse number 31. Let's start there. You know, I wanna get this revelation through. Let me see. Again, departing from the region of Tyre and Sidon, he came through the midst of the region of Decapolis. Okay, go to the next verse. For then they brought to him one who was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. Change me to the Amplified, please. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a difficulty in speaking. And they begged Jesus to place his hand upon him. Next verse. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he thrust his fingers into the man's ears and spat and touched his tongue. Look at this. You complain if we breathe on you, if we swing our jacket. Amen. Next verse. And looking up to him, listen to this. You have not read this yet. While Jesus was doing his thing, it says, and looking up to heaven, Jesus looked up to heaven. He sighed like this, as he said, Ephphatha, which means, say with me, be opened. Jesus was putting his fingers in the man's ear, spitting and so on, beginning to demonstrate. It's called the administration of the anointing. Some people can lay hands gently. Some people can move fast. When we do anointing services, you'll see we move fast. There's an administration. The Bible speaks of the administration of the gifts. It's the administrations of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the administrations of the Holy Spirit. But it says, listen here, while he was doing this, that he looked up to the heavens above this man that he was praying for, and he sighed, which means he saw upon the man a closed heaven. Are you guys with me? And that's why the man could not hear or couldn't speak, because he had a closed heaven upon his life. And Jesus looked and stared into the heaven, and he said, as he sighed, Ephphatha, which means be opened. But go for me, change this to the King James Version. I want to show you something. Say with you, revelation. Okay. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and saith unto him. In the Greek, the word there, him, is not him. It is it. Which means that he was speaking to the closed heaven over this man's life. When the man couldn't hear, the man couldn't speak, Jesus spoke to the closed heaven upon his life and said, be opened. And when the heavens opened, go for the next verse, amplified. Amplified, thanks. And his ears were opened, and straight away, obviously it says, he said with me straight away. That was in the other translation. His ears were open, his tongue was loosed, and he began to speak distinctly. Everybody say with me, as he should. That phrase there, now in scripture you get certain phrases. For example, if I say something like, it's raining cats and dogs, you will know what it means. Are you guys with me? But if somebody 100 or 200 years from now must hear me say that, they'll literally think it's raining cats and dogs. In the same way, there are phrases in the Bible. For example, when the Bible says that Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father, how many of you have heard that? It doesn't mean at the right hand. It just means that if I have a right hand, for example, Lloyd might be my right hand man. Jesus was God's right hand man. That's what it means in the Greek proposition. Are you with me? Which means that when it says that he sits, that Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, it means that he was the man, the God's right hand man, who has executive power. Because a right hand person has executive power and decision making to make. That's what that phrase means. If we go through the book of Revelation, you'll see how the scripture says that the Lamb of God is in the middle of the throne and then Jesus next to him. Now, that doesn't make sense. So you'll see that there's a vicinity when it comes to those things. So there's phrases. So when it says, as he should, what that means in the Greek is this. It means that he should have, he is speaking now distinctly. Say with me, distinctly. Very good. That's what it means. He was speaking properly, pronouncing the words correctly. Are you with me? As he should have long ago already. That when the heavens open over your life, may it be business or finances or anointing, may it be loosed and may it be upon your life as it should have been long time ago already. That is what this verse is explaining. Are you guys with me? Say with me, open heavens. Okay. Have a seat. Let me get to... I worship you. Go for me to John 1 verse 45. Let me just see it. Just checking the time. I don't want to go over time, so we want to pray for you. 1:45. Listen. It says, Philip sought and found Nathanael and told him, we have found and discovered the one Moses and the law and also the prophets wrote about, Jesus from Nazareth, the legal son of Joseph. Next verse. Nathanael answered him, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip replied, come and see. Say with me, can anything good come out of ECC? Come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said concerning him, see, here is an Israelite indeed, a true descendant of Jacob, in whom there is no guile, nor deceit, nor falsehood, nor duplicity. Next verse. Nathanael said to Jesus, how do you know me? How is it that you know these things about me? Jesus answered him, before ever Philip called you, when you were still under the fig tree, I saw you. Are you with me? Next verse. Nathanael answered, teacher, you are the Son of God. You're the King of Israel. Next verse. Jesus replied and he said, because I said to you, I saw you beneath the fig tree, do you believe and rely on and trust me? He said, listen here, because I prophesied over you, because I saw, I told you I saw you somewhere, do you now believe in me? Then he says these words, because I prophesied over you, you shall now see greater things. Say with me, greater things than this. Say with me, than this. What greater than this. The fact that Jesus said to him, I saw you under the fig tree. So he said, I saw you. The fact that I said, I saw you under the fig tree. Do you believe in me? And now you will see greater things than this. Look what is the greater things. Next verse. Then he said to him, I assured you, most solemnly I tell you, all you shall see, you shall see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. When Jesus prophesied to Nathanael, he said, listen, I saw you under the fig tree, but because of this thing that you believe in me now, because of this prophecy, because you believe in a prophetic atmosphere, you shall now see greater things than this. You shall see heaven opened up to you. I prophesy, I decree, and I declare, heavens be opened under every person under my voice. Heavens be opened over every person connected to ECC, over every person connected to this grace. May there be open heavens on your finances, open heavens over your business. Listen, have you seen? When there's a heaven that is opened, let me show you something. When a heaven is opened, the Bible says that the heavens opened over the Son of Man, and the Father said these words, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. Are you guys with me? This is, which means that when the heavens open, the voice of God is the first result. When you see prophecy in the church, and we don't prophesy every service, we do many, we do forensic, we do those things and word of knowledge, but when we prophesy, many of you have seen it, I'm just not in the mood now, we'll do it in the next few weeks. So when you see prophecy, it means the voice of God, the heavens are open over a place. God is watching over that place. Listen, go with me to Acts chapter number 7. Acts 7 verse, last time, let's go to 54. I want you just to get your heart and your spirit ready, that I can feel the anointing here. Say with me, open heavens. You know, somebody said, we had so many, friends of mine that had visited the church and ministers, and they said, Leon, this, you know, and tonight we are chilled, but you've seen us having many moves here in the old building. We had such outpourings that, I remember we had no aisle and the people would just be lying on top of each other as the Spirit of God has been poured out. And the thing is that we're doing that in our relaxed mode. The last 2 years, I'm the most relaxed ever. So, haven't fasted. When I say haven't fasted, we've done a Daniel fast. But when we used to fast, I do 21-day water, 40-day water. And then I remember in the one, Chris was sharing at the New Covenant Partners, that's how he kind of like made me, came into a meeting where I was 40-day water fast. And then you'll see your shirt hanging, this board hanging here. And it was, you're operating in such a level of anointing. It doesn't, anywhere, when you just take the mic, it's like demons scream if they're in the building. The heavens are open. When a people fast, when a people praise, when the people are committed, like I said this morning, to the call of God, you'll see heaven opening up over your life. Let me show you how to get heaven open. Now, upon hearing these things, they, the Jews, were cut to the heart and infuriated, and they ground their teeth against Stephen. Now, what was happening is Stephen was being stoned here, and Stephen was being stoned to death. But the Bible speaks that Stephen was full of the Holy Spirit. Listen to this next verse. While Stephen is being stoned, it says, but he, say with me, full of the Holy Spirit. It doesn't say half full. It says this man was full to measure, full to brim with the Holy Ghost. That the fact that the writers who write this could say he was full of the Holy Spirit. Are you guys with me? And controlled by him. Say with me, controlled by him. So he was full of the Holy Ghost and he was controlled by him. That Stephen gazed into heaven. The word gazed means to fix your attention and to distinctively looked at something without being distracted. while he was being stoned, while he was being killed and persecuted to death, he had the ability in him to gaze into heaven and say, I am not going to let my focus come down. Even though I'm going through hell, even though everything is being thrown against me, I'm keeping my focus right upon heaven, straight upon heaven. I'm keeping my gaze right. Are you guys with me? And I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Some people, my God, I mean, you just don't greet them at the door, they backslide. Are you with me? Some people want a hug all the time. They want attention all the time. It is showing a lack of spirituality. Be in this place and be wise. It doesn't matter if I phone you or not for 2 months or anything. We have leaders here. We have people here. Are you guys with me? All the time I would ask my leaders or my people around me. I'll tell them, how is this one? How is that one? And I might not have time to really reach out to that person. Even as I'm standing here, I can see who is here and who is not here. It would concern me that somebody's not here. If somebody's, you know, it would concern me that some are here. It will concern me that some are not here. But the thing is that it doesn't matter what is being thrown at you, that you still have the ability to be full of the Holy Ghost. Some people are immature Christians, emotionally, up and down, up and down. They control, it's called immaturity. The 1 week they want to serve God, the next week they just want to give up and don't want, it's a sign of immaturity. Get mature. Are you with me? The Bible says, the young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. I was speaking to somebody about this. The Bible says that your old men, but doesn't mean old in age, it means old in maturity of spirit. They shall have dreams, not normal dreams, but dream a dream. The word dream a dream is what we call enupnion, where a normal dream is onar. Everybody can have a normal dream. Are you with me? But when you dream a dream, you are enupnion, which means that now you have a vision in a dream. That means that you are at a place of maturity in your spiritual age, that God can come into with you into a dream. And he can give you a vision in a dream. I'm not speaking of flaky visions and dreams people have every night. This takes a maturity in the spirit. I had an angel coming to me while I was sleeping at night, and I was waking up, sleeping up. Next thing, I was waking up and I woke up next to an angel and we walked. And the angel said to me, plant this church, 18 September. And I told you all this stuff, and that's how the church came to pass. I never had an encounter like that before, never had an encounter after that. It was an enupnion, a dream within a dream, a vision within a dream. It comes to those who are mature. Are you with me? Where's that verse? Let me just look for something. Go for it to Galatians, and this is off the topic. I'll get back to Acts now. Go to Galatians chapter number 4, verse number 1. In the New King James, or King James, King James, King James. Galatians. Brother Benny. And allow me to be like that. There we go. Now listen to this. Now I say, how many of you are a child of God? Okay. How many of you are a son of God? So the Bible says you are Lord of all. Anyway, okay, that's where it says there. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differs not from a servant. When I stay immature, up and down with my emotions, left and right, doing this wrong, taking offense here, leaving this church here, I stay as a child, I am still staying as a servant. Though he be Lord of all. Are you guys with me? You can have every inheritance. You can have everything. But if you're a child, you are still the same as a servant. Next verse. But it's under the tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. There is an appointed time for somebody to go from a child to a son. A child does not have an inheritance because it's the same as a servant. Sons have inheritance. Are you guys with me? And there is a spiritual inheritance that you'll receive. There's a spiritual inheritance that people even in this house receive. Listen, go back to Acts chapter number 7, where we were. Acts 7, verse 55. I see the angel. So listen, Stephen was full of the Holy Ghost, had the ability to look steadfastly, to gaze into heaven, despite his circumstances. Say with me, and saw the glory. In that state of being persecuted, everything being thrown against him, he still had a sensitivity to the presence of God. My God, some people can't be sensitive to the presence. You can see somebody raising their hands, worshiping God, with the tears streaming down their face, and they're sensitive. It's like you just walk up to them and they can sense the Holy Ghost. You can sense it, and you can just pray for other people. Just kind of like, you've lost the sensitivity. You've lost the presence of God, the ability to gaze, to look and see. That even through all of this, Stephen had the ability to see the glory of God. And when he saw that Jesus standing, say with me, standing at God's right hand, right throughout Scripture, we will see that Jesus was sitting. Are you with me? You'll see Jesus sat at the right hand of the Father. Right here, when Stephen went through this and he kept his spirit full of the Holy Ghost, he kept his gaze upon heaven. He had the ability to be sensitive to the presence of God, to see the glory of God. He got heaven's attention, to stand on attention. When you go through hell, when you go through trouble and hell, persecutions, trials, tribulation, but you keep your eyes upon Jesus, you keep your eyes upon heaven, filled with the Holy Ghost, seeing the glory of God, you will get heaven's attention upon your life. You will have heaven standing at attention, gazing back at you. Are you with me? Say with me, heaven's attention. Stand to your feet for me wherever you are. We want to minister to you. I don't want to do this too long. I want to minister to you. All I can say is the next few weeks, do not miss it. We're going to go higher and higher and higher. After a big conference like we had, sometimes it can take a dip because people are tired. And now we're getting back. Get our hearts wide. Let's say, I want to focus. I want to gaze into heaven. Doesn't matter what happens. Doesn't matter what the enemy is throwing against me. I want to gaze. I want to keep my eyes upon heaven. Jesus said to the man that he was praying for his ears that were closed and he couldn't speak. He was praying, and he looked up at the heavens and he sighed and he said, Ephphatha. Say with me, Ephphatha. Say it again. Say, Ephphatha. Be opened. Meaning that you have the ability to look at your closed heaven, to speak to your closed heaven and say, be opened over my life. When the heaven is open over your life, listen, sometimes we have fallen so far away from the gospel, if I can say it like that, from the anointing. Let services happen again where the heavens literally rips open and the anointing can shower down. The anointing is not by faith. Are you with me? It is a tangible, transferable force. It is a tangible, transferable substance from heaven. The anointing you can feel, it rests upon you. When it comes upon you, it's like dew of heaven resting upon your life. The anointing has the ability to destroy the yoke. It is a tangible force. Let that anointing come into this place tonight. Raise your hands wherever you are, wherever you are. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Heavenly Father, right now, I receive the anointing. Open heavens upon my life. I receive the ability to stand strong in troubles. In Jesus' name. Father, let your anointing begin to fall upon your people right now. Let the glory of God begin to fall upon your people. Let angels begin to visit this place. Let angels begin to ascend and descend upon your people even right now. Let there be angelic activity in this place.